We continue to discuss the debate between the Chachmei Yavon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Now we're up to a very interesting question. The Gemara in Mechores Ches Amud Beis says that they asked him the question, where is the center of the world? That's what they asked him. To which he responds by raising his finger and he says, here, Oda, right here it is. And they said, and who said you're correct? You're just pointing to nowhere. And he said, oh, bring ropes and measure. What was their shaila? What was his answer? What were they wondering about ropes? What's really going on over here? So today we're going to learn two pirushim of this story. One is the pirush ha-marsha, and one is the pirush ha-gra, which both explain this question and answer, this dialogue and debate in two different ways. Let's see inside what the Marsha says. Yesterday, we learned that they asked him build a house in the ear, which they responded by having a tzaddik fly up between heaven and earth. They understood it to mean that there are other places for the Eibishter to reveal himself besides the Beis HaMikdash. But they thought that that only works if you are in the center of the world. The center of the world meaning Yerushalayim. However, look inside the second line. Aval atem she'einchem sham b'mokim Yerushalayim. Being that when Yidden are in Golos, you're not in Yerushalayim, eini mochem shefa chochma. So you don't have the Gilui Ashchina, you don't have the shefa chochma. In other words, they misunderstood his previous answer, and they thought that true, you can have Gilui Ashchina without the Beis HaMikdash, but they for some reason thought that that is as long as you are in Yerushalayim itself. If you're not in Yerushalayim, so you can't have the Shekhinah. So they asked, Yerushalayim is the Shar HaShemayim, is the center of the world. So they're asking him, so where is the center of the world right now? Point out, where is your source of Shekhinah today? That was their question. And he points his finger. And he said, Ki ein oylam mikoymoy avol hu mikoymo shel oylam. He says, you misunderstand the Yiddish approach to Emunas Hashem. You look at the Eibishter that he needs to have a Gevissa city. He needs a city of Yerushalayim. If he has Yerushalayim, there he could reveal himself. He pointed to the finger. He said, anywhere the Eibishter wants, it's the Eibishter anyways. The Eibishter is the world and the world is Elikus. So whether or not Yidden are in Yerushalayim, whether or not we have a Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't matter because the Eibishter is all over. You can access the Eibishter in every single place, which is especially appropriate when we think about Chai Elul, today's date where we're giving the Shir, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, who was Megala the Ina of Ashkocha Pratis, Bechol Mokim, every place. There's no place which is void of the Eibishter. And that's what he's pointing to, middle of nowhere, and he's saying, wherever you want, if the Eibishter wants to find the Eibishter, you can find it there. But they didn't really, they were not toifis that. And they said, who says, umi yeymar, meaning, for them that's a revolution, that the Eibishter could be found anywhere, tzimtzum loy kipshutai, that there's no place that's void of the Eibishter, they couldn't understand that. And they said, who said that this is true? And he responded to them, go bring ropes. What did he mean by that, says the Marsha? Kivan sha'atem aminem begashmus u'kedivrei ha'kesar, hini ayis l'cham ish l'limdoi dat mokim shchinosei b'mitzuyus ad alma. He says, by you, everything has to be gashmius. You don't believe anything till you can see it in your eyes. In other words, for you, you have such a hakshama, you have such a corpse understanding of getlichkeit, that until you can actually prove it, there's an expression in Yiddish, a litvak leutnish biz erzelt iber. That a litvak doesn't believe until he actually counts. You say here's $1,000, he believes you once he counts it. So he says, if you can understand the Ruchnis, the Kelikus, so bring your ropes, go try to figure it out, al Pisechel. It's not going to help you. Only with Emunah is it really going to be understood. This is the way the Marsha explains this Gemara. However, the Gra, he has a whole different biur. And let's go back to the words where it says, the middle of Alma. The simple taich of Alma means the world. But the Gra says that Alma means forever. Which means like this. It's brought down, especially in Sifrei Kabbalah, that Yemois HaMashiach, Mashiach will come in the middle of creation. What does it mean, the middle of creation? As many years that there is before Mashiach comes, that's as many years as there is going to be after Mashiach comes. So whenever Mashiach comes, that's the midpoint of creation. Now, what that means, obviously we're going to continue to be here, but, you know, understand that at least on a very basic level. So their question, according to the Gra, is, when is Mashiach coming? When is the middle point of Alma? When is the middle point of forever? When is the middle point of when is Mashiach going to come? That's how he teaches the Gemara. To which he points his finger at them. Now, what does that mean? Listen to this vort from the Gra. The Gra says, in order to understand his answer, you have to look at Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin Omid Aleph. The Gemara, it's a very famous Gemara. It's unfortunately, fortunately, we're living it today. The Gemara says that Abn Noiroi Oimer, that the door of the, right before the door of Mashiach, that Naorim Yalbinu Pnei Skenim. The young chevre, they're gonna just be chutzpedik, and the old chevre, they're gonna throw everyone in old age homes, and they're just going to embarrass old people. No respect for elders. Uskenim Yabdu Lifnei Naorim. Says that the old people, they're going to have to get up in front of the young, such chutzpah. It's supposed to be that young people get up in front of old people. Here, before Mashiach, the chutzpah is going to be so strong that the old people will get up in front of the young people. Then the Gemara continues, Upnei ador k'pnei kelev, the grub kind of generation, the face of the generation is going to be like a hunt, like a dog. Vein aben mispayish me'oviv. And sons won't be embarrassed of their parents, like they have no shame. Then the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says that all the things are going to happen until the final thing is v'nebcha kol ha-malchus l'minus. All the leadership is going to be turned into apikorsim. It's going to be complete craziness in the world. The whole ha-malchus is going to be turned into minus vein toicha, and there's no one that's trying to give direction. Craziness is going to be going on, and everyone's just going to be standing there without any, trying to give a sense of maybe this is wrong, maybe we've gone too far. Ain't toichacha. And the Gemara says, Mesaili Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein ben David ba, atshetishapir kol ha-malchus l'minus. Mashiach won't come until the malchus is turned over to minus. In other words, the goyim are going to have to go totally berserk right before Mashiach, if you want to know. I think we are experiencing a certain sense of this today. So, according to the Gra, when they asked him, so tell me, when is Mashiach coming? He pointed at them. He said, when you guys go crazy. In other words, he said, that's up to you. He didn't point his finger in the ear. He said, I'm waiting for you guys to get let loose. When I see you guys go totally crazy and you get caught up in the most crazy stuff, then I know Mashiach is coming. You're the answer to your own question. When you guys are nebcha v'minus, so then he says, then it's a raya to the Yidin that Mashiach comes. The Gra goes on to explain how that fits with the rest of the question and the answer. What does that have to do with the rope? But we're going to leave that for now. But the main point is, just to summarize, according to the Marsha, their question was, if you don't have Yerushalayim, where is the Eibishter today? So his response was, Meloi Chol Haaretz Kvoide, anywhere you can find the Eibishter. And according to the Gra, the question was, when is Mashiach coming? His response was, that's up to you. When you guys do your part, we'll know when Mashiach comes.